look at that inside, which is the water, and water giver, and water drinker. Everything is, and it's not water, it's wine. So he is the winemaker, wine drinker, and he's the drunk. Why do we say that? Because when we go in, we don't exist. It's only beloved, nothing else. The subject is clear with us. And this is something that you cannot find it from comparison. The word is comparison, right? No, reasoning. Over there, remember, he talked about something in book one. After the story of king and handmaiden, we heard about the parrot in the grocery store. Remember, over there he talked about dias. Dias means comparing, means solution, means size, means dimension. But dias is the basic of your logic. Means the logic of Plato and Aristoteles. That's what we are counting on, right? That is based on comparison. That's how democracy arrived, because comparison was physically done and everywhere was equal, in a way. The subject I'm talking about, you cannot compare it, because you cannot compare inside with the outside or whatever. You have to learn another way to understand it. Who is a volunteer today? I believe me. You will start with John. At least go to the end of this paragraph, see what he's telling you.
From
listen
where,
carefully.
From where I stopped before?
Yes.
Okay. You have the alchemy whereby you may transmute it.
You see, he's... No. Let's start from where we
left
last
off,
time.
Okay.
Yes.
Go recite...
Yes.
To whomso we grant length of days, him we cause to decline.
Means, God had said that I will build you up and I will destruct it. Both. Because one is emara, means building. The other one is to forget, to lose. He said, we do go and look. He will say, if I want you, you will remember it. If I don't, you will forget it. It's not all you. Those are the part of the holy book that they try to turn it around and make a face. No. The truth is, he could do whatever he wants with us. If you just put aside that silly pride of you, inflated ego, you will say, yeah. I am here, I have choices, I do something, but mainly an invisible hand could turn me around. Yes?
Seek the heart, seek not your heart on bones. For that beauty of the heart is the lasting beauty. Its lips give to drink of the water of life. Truly, it is both the water and the giver of drink and the drunken. All three become one when your talisman is shattered. That oneness cannot know by reasoning. Do service and refrain from foolish gabble, O undiscerning man.
Oh my God, how else could he translate this? Yes, the second part is written in an old Persian that the Iranian, they don't get it. Because this is in our mythology, Jarhawi. Means, yes, talking nonsense and all that. But the first one, you said, okay, the translation was, okay, this is not something you understand by comparison and by logic. Then what? Service. That service I have problem with. Because that service means what? in English. The word in Persian is bandagi.
Oh, to be bound.
To be bounded, to be affiliated, to be not together, to relate to. That's band. Because that's the poetic meaning of bandagi. Bandagi doesn't mean becoming a slave or give a service or what. Yes, bande could be translated to slave as well. But band has two meanings in Persian language. One is stopping something, the other one is relating two things together. Connection, connecting. But at the same time is barrier. Band is the word for dam. With the dam you will stop the water, that's band for us. So you see, bandagi is very complicated over there. Bandagi is trying to collect water. Bandagi is to relate to be connected at the same time, to be like a slave, to give up all those inflation in you. Yes?
Your reality is the form and that which is borrowed. You rejoice in what is relative and rhyme.
I don't know that reality where it is coming from, because in Persian it's so obvious that even an Arab will understand it.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Ma'ani.
Yes, but what do you mean? Arab will understand.
Oh, because yes, because Arabs, they have difficulties. Because for you is that usable language. You have difficulties to understand the Arabic used in mystic languages. Because your tendency obviously goes to the most obvious meaning of it. And you forget that the poet doesn't mean that obvious meaning.
Actually, I remember the fitna. I asked somebody in Egypt to tell me, and it became like 5 pages, and I wish I could.
How much?
Fitna.
5 pages?
Believe
my
me.
Goodness. No less than 500 pages could explain one word.
Because he tried to.
Yes, because you should understand this is the language. Yeah. Language itself is like this, and it should be like this. Because if language is clear enough, nobody could learn it. Because it will have billions of words. It doesn't work that way. It's not our handicap, it's handicap of this man-made stuff, which is language, which is the best. Everything depends on it, yes, but by itself it has limitation, and we fool ourselves by knowing a little bit of it and thinking that I know it. I always talk with Iranians about this, that if you don't know the basic of Arabic, you never could understand this book. No way. Because a lot of these words, we use it as an opposite because of that historical hatred between these two bad neighbors.
But anybody yeah. who's...
Pardon me?
Any Arab who is in love with the old Arabic poetry,
uh-huh.
when then they would never be.
Yes, but I tried it with a very highly educated fellow who couldn't get it that there is another meaning in Yani, because the Arab they use it differently. They, if you listen to the Arabs talking, you will hear repeatedly they will say Yani. Yani.
But that's the slang though, it's not when you're writing.
That's the point. Something which is repeated 100 times a day for a fellow will sink in. And I was looking at this, and I was thinking about ma'ani. And they were not thinking about ma'ani. Because in Persian when you say this, yani, this means this was difficult, I translated for you. But for them, in slang, this is something that, like, here you say, You know what I'm talking about? Know what I mean? You know? All of that stuff, right? And it becomes confusing when something is being repeated and arrives in poetic language, because we fail to change the feeling of the word. The word doesn't, and here, that's why I said, because this is mani, and it's translated to reality. You say, your meaning. And he goes to say, ma'ni, 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 ma'ni. Look at it. It repeats because he wants to tell you that you have a form of existence, but there is a meaning in it. And that meaning, what is that meaning? Ask yourself.
Outside.
You have a form and you have a meaning. You say, let me tell you what meaning is. Start with this, that your meaning to me is even a form and it's temporary over there. Why? Because I see you switching from happiness to this and that and that. Let me tell you what the meaning really is. Listen to him. Yes?
Your meaning is the form and that which is borrowed. You rejoice in what is relative and rhyme. Meaning is that which seizes you and makes you independent of form. Meaning is not that which makes blind and deaf and causes a man to be more in love with form. The portion of the blind is the fancy that increases pain. The share of the eye is these fancies of dying to self.
Just for your information, that fancy is khiyal.
Right. The blind are a mind of the letter of the Quran. They do not see the ass and cling to the pack saddle. Since
you see what he said about Quran? Why did he say that? Because historically, first of all, Quran is a very strange stuff, because Quran means reading stuff, readable, something to read, reading material, okay? This reading material was not supposed to be written, because you have to read it from your heart. It should be in you, because the meaning was the essence, right? But this Quran is brought to what? To us, the people, the serious, stupid people. What they did with it? They said, you have to know it by heart. Means memorize it. Who is good at memorizing? The blind people. Because they have nothing else to do. Mainly, each senses which is not working, the brain will transform and will use that portion for some other stuff. So the blind, they are good memorizers. And if you believe that, they are holy people. These stupid fellows, they don't see the car. They are hanging on, I don't know, some decorative part of the car. They don't understand it, because Quran is a meaning. These blind people, they are like people who don't see the donkey, but they are hanging on the saddle. Saddle is an instrument for the people who cannot ride. You know that? No, you didn't notice. Here, he used saddle. Saddle is not, because that thing we put on the ass has another name, which is palan. Another one is zin. It's different. That's the stupid stuff we put on the donkey. And why we put it there? When some stupid fellow is going to ride upon it. Do you remember we insisted upon Jesus riding naked? Jesus doesn't need something on the donkey. The donkey is the ego. Remember it, right? Oh, there are four animals which are ego. Is the donkey, is the dog, is the camel.